What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Justin Benson with the Sideline Story. I'm back with another episode, still doing my NBA preview. How's everybody doing on this lovely Monday? I'm going to start off today doing with the Bulls, the Cavs, and the Mavericks about this NBA preview, of course, doing my preview of lineups, preview of standings, returners, newcomers for each team. I'm going to keep this going on until the NBA season starts in about 16 days. I know everybody watched that preseason Warriors and Lakers game. Looked like the Lakers are going to look real good this year, but I ain't going to get too excited because it's just the preseason. But the boys did come to play. It showed that their height going to be a problem for a lot of teams in the NBA. We ain't going to get into that. We're going to say that for the Lakers time next time. Today, I'm going to start off with the Bulls. Of course, the Bulls, Windy City, Chicago, a franchise that, as we know, had their glory days with MJ, Scottie Pippen, Derrick Rose, and Jimmy Butler. But in these past few years, of course, they've gone into a rebuilding stage, and that might be what's best for the franchise. The Bulls come off a season where they were 13th in the Eastern Conference. They have a young core that they feel can gel together and become something serious in the next couple of years as they keep adding draft picks, and I'm sure they'll add some more this year after what's going on with this season. The leader of this young core will be Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine will be a guy who, of course, will be the leading scorer for this team. As y'all remember, he showed up in those back-to-back slam dunk contests and won. He has now gotten back to his health, and he's a player who can shot the lead this year. He's an all-around scoring guard who can shoot the basketball and still show off that athleticism we needed. LaVine is a player who averaged 23.7 points per game for the Bulls last season while also adding 5 rebounds and 5 assists. He shot 47% from the field and also 37% from the three-point line. LaVine will be one of the main scorers for this team and be able to lead the young guys on this roster, just giving them knowledge on how to keep their body right, things like that, because he's coming off that injury, so he knows exactly what to do. Next for the Bulls, they have that two-headed monster at the 4 and 5 spot with Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. These two guys are both 6'10 and above with long wingspans, and they will both be able to score from inside and outside. Markkanen averaged 19 points per game with the Bulls last season and also averaged 9 rebounds to a stat line. Markkanen shot the basketball 43% from the floor and 36% from the three-point line. This is a guy who can really do it all, and he'll give space for Wendell Carter to go inside and dominate some centers. The other guy, Wendell Carter, he was drafted, of course, last season in the NBA draft from Duke by the Bulls. He averaged 10 points per game before getting injured, having abdominal surgery. He averaged 7 rebounds and 1.5 blocks as well. He was an inside force and shot 48% from the field last season. These two guys will be a great 4-5 punch for years to come, and they'll be somebody that'll be hard to handle in that Eastern Conference. Another rookie who will be able to come in for the Bulls and play really well will be Kobe White. White, who of course is the guard from UNC, who was drafted by the Bulls this past draft. He's a long athletic guard who can push the ball downhill. He's not afraid to attack. He's not afraid to get in there and use his body to finish. He averaged 16.5 points per game with the Tar Heels last season and is a guy who can handle the ball with composure and be able to manage the game. He only averaged 4 assists, but he will have more people to distribute the ball to this season with having LaVine as a scoring option, Wendell Carter as a scoring option, and also Lauri Markkanen. But he'll be able to get those guys involved and also be able to score for himself. Overall, these four guys will have the Bulls competitive on a night basis, but they won't be able to help them get into the playoffs. They'll need more in the years to come, but this is a good start for them having the young guys in this particular lineup as Kobe White, Zach LaVine, Thaddeus Young, Lauri Markkanen, and Wendell Carter. In their projective standings, the Bulls will be in the lower part of the Eastern Conference, like I just said. They'll be probably 12, 11 seed in the Eastern Conference. It's not a hard conference, but I just don't feel like that the Bulls have enough right now to be in that playoff hunt. Next, we're going to go with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Cavs, of course, haven't done much since LeBron left last summer. Everyone remembers LeBron James' block. They gave the Cavs that championship back in 2016. But since then, I mean, they went to the finals last year before LeBron departed out. But this past year, they were irrelevant. I mean, they drafted young guard Colin Sexton in the draft in 2018, and he actually came into his own this season under that organization. Young Bull, of course, Colin Sexton, who was a versatile guard, put Alabama in the NCAA tournament the year before he was drafted. He has the Fendacious Defensive Stance video in Summer League last season. He's a 6'2 point guard who came out of Georgia, and he averaged 16.7 points per game for the Cavs this past season as a rookie. He shot 43% from the field and 40% from three-point line. One thing he didn't do very well was facilitate to his teammates, but, I mean, that wasn't Colin Sexton's game in college, so I didn't expect it to transform to the NBA to where he became such a facilitator. But to help out with that, the Cavs did draft point guard Darius Garland out of Vanderbilt. Garland, who played in limited action at Vanderbilt due to a knee surgery, withdrew from Vandy to focus on the draft. In the five games he did play, he averaged 16.2 points per game for the Commodores. Garland was the number one point guard coming out of high school, and we will see this season how his game transforms to the NBA. He is a scorer and a good facilitator at the guard position. Another young player that will be able to help off the ball as a scorer and also off the bench will be Kevin Porter Jr. Porter Jr. was drafted 30th pick in this year's draft by the Bucks until the Cavs traded for him. Porter Jr. only averaged 10 points per game in the Pac-12, but he can put up numbers with the best of them. Returning for the team, they have some good veterans mixed in with these young guys. The mix includes Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance, Seti Osman, and Jordan Clarkson. Kevin Love, who of course we know is a superstar in Minnesota and was a great player along LeBron James those 4 years they went to the championship, will need to find his way back to the all-star caliber player he once was. Love averaged 17 points per game last season while also putting up 11 rebounds per game. Tristan Thompson, who is also going to be a quality veteran big man, comes off the bench. Actually, he might start this year, but he averaged 11 points and 10 rebounds a game. He's going to have to be a leader for the young team and help out guys like Larry Nance, who will be the spark plugs off the bench. Larry Nance is the young athletic big man who averaged 9 points and 8 rebounds last season. And him and former Laker guard Jordan Clarkson, who is out of Missouri, will be a guy who can score off the bench. They'll be the bench guys who come in and spark as they can. Clarkson averaged 16.8 points per game last season with the Cavs. The Cavs have some good pieces, but no one who is that star player for them. Seti Osman, who will also be a good player, who will probably start at that three position, will be a scorer and a shooter for the team. He averaged 13 points per game last season for the Cavs. He's a 6'8 small forward who will have a chance to grow even as more players will this season. The projected lineup for the Cavs will be, depending on how they do, the point guard matchup: Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, Seti Osman, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, with Larry Nance and Jordan Clarkson as the major players off the bench. The Cavs will finish in the bottom of the East again, but they'll be able to compete once they start getting more draft picks. Last for my NBA preview this week, I'm going to go with the Dallas Mavericks. The atmosphere around the Mavericks is exciting for this season. They have their own version of a dynamic duo with Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. These two guys have both had great seasons in the NBA after coming from overseas. Porzingis, who has been injured since 2018 season, plans to come back to his normal self this season in the new scenery of Dallas. Porzingis, before injured, averaged 22.7 points per game and 7 rebounds for the Knicks. Porzingis will be a scorer who will help the Mavs try to be competitive in the Western Conference. Doncic, who was a player, of course, who won Rookie of the Year last season, came into the league and took it by storm with his creative play and flashy passes. Doncic averaged 22 points and 8 rebounds and 6 assists per game. Doncic was such an exciting player for the Mavericks last season. He should be just as good, if not better, than he was last season. He will have backcourt running mate Tim Hardaway Jr. Jr., who came over in the trade with Porzingis last season, is a streaky shooter who can score it from mid-range and out. He averaged 19 points per game last season with the Knicks before he was traded to the Mavs, and then averaged 15 points a game for the Mavs once he started playing. The Mavericks will have a couple of good veteran role players who can help them off the bench, with J.J. Barea, Seth Curry, and Courtney Lee. Barea will be a veteran point guard who will definitely be a spark plug off the bench. It seems as if he's been with the Mavericks his whole career. He's a guy who was not afraid to get on the ground and fight for loose balls. Seth Curry, who came over from Portland, was signed during free agency, is a shooter, as we all know, it runs in the family. He'll be a great spot-up shooter off the bench for this team down the road, and he can hit big shots when needed. Lastly, Courtney Lee will be a guy off the bench who can score and play defense. He's a guy who's known as more of a 3-and-D guy as far as what league is looking for today in role players. The Mavs will be competitive games and be competitive throughout this season, and in my opinion, they'll be in an 8th or 9th seed in the West with the starting lineup of Luka Doncic, Hardaway Jr., Dorian Finley, Porzingis, and Boban at the center, who's a 7'6 big man at the center position, with Seth Curry, Barea, and Courtney Lee off the bench. They don't have much depth at the center position. But the way the league's going now, they won't need it. Porzingis will be able to play the center position if he has to in the late games and stretches. So we'll see how that works. But the Mavs will be a contending team, and they'll be able to fight probably for an 8 or 9 seed, as I said earlier. With that being said, that's all for me with the Dallas Mavericks. Stay tuned. I'll be back with episode 8 either today or tomorrow with some new teams coming at you. In that case, see you later. This is Sideline Story. Justin Benson, thank you so much for listening.